Healthy is an outfit that looks different on everybody. Cardio, coffee, and kale.
Empowerment and education. Two powerful elements that will help you break free of convention and transform your passion for wellness to a level beyond the status quo. The Essential Oil Revolution, where you're given the tools to supersede an ordinary everyday lifestyle. Inspiring speakers, DIY recipes, healthy living tips, and more. You'll discover it all here. So tune in and get ready for a wellness revolution.
Hello and welcome to the Essential Oil Revolution. I am your grateful host, Samantha Lee Wright. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I'm so excited for you to hear today's episode. My guest today, Dr. John Lawrence, is an expert on all things health, nutrition, biohacking, and essential oils. He creates a line of products that incorporate many, many essential oils into their functionality, and I think represents the epitome of something that comes up a lot on this show, which is synergy. Essential oils can bring so much balance and benefit to all walks of life, healthy lifestyles, nutrition, supplements, modalities, anything you can think of. And Dr. John represents an inherent wisdom of that concept. Today, you'll learn some very simple but effective things you can do every day to help combat inflammation, keep yourself healthy, prevent yourself from catching illnesses when you're traveling, and just live your most radiant life. I can't wait for you to hear today's interview. We did have some technical issues, so we had to cut the interview kind of short. So this will be a fast episode, but jam-packed full of wisdom. You'll hear that in a moment, but first, let's pull a recipe out of our DIY dugout. I love today's DIY dugout recipe. It is called Cuticle Love, and it comes from Stacy Keener in Columbus, Ohio. To make the Cuticle Love recipe, you will drop in your palm a tiny bit of any kind of carrier oil, 5 drops geranium, and 3 drops lavender essential oil. Simply smooth over your nails and cuticles anytime to keep them healthy. So simple and so effective. Thank you so much for your recipe, Stacy. We love hearing recipes from you, our amazing listeners. So give us your best essential oil-based recipe by emailing us at diy@revolutionoilspodcast.com.
Hello, dear friends. In today's world, it's hard to maintain balance in any area of life. This includes in regard to our hormones. Let's face it, stress impacts everyone, and this affects our hormones. Compound stress on top of an already fluctuating cycle, and not-so-happy symptoms can result. Thankfully, we have essential oils to tame our mind and body, but a lot of times, many women need something more to keep their hormones at a healthy level. And that something more is where Happy Mammoth comes in. And right now, they are generously offering you 15% off your first order when you visit happymammoth.com and use promo code REVOLUTION. Happy Mammoth is a forward-thinking, all-natural wellness brand. They are obsessed with empowering people with quality natural health solutions aimed at promoting total body health and vitality. I love their comprehensive formula, Hormone Harmony, which contains herbal extracts that help to support hormonal levels, stress, mood, resiliency, and blood sugar. In fact, it contains adaptogenic herbs that help the body adapt to any kind of stressors. This can help to keep hormones in much better balance. Due to its synergy, Hormone Harmony formulation can be used for women in perimenopause, menopause, and any female with symptoms of hormone imbalances. What I love as a naturopathic and functional medicine doctor is that their products are third-party tested for quality and purity, free of heavy metals, and free from artificial fillers. For all these reasons, I am confident recommending Happy Mammoth to my clients and grateful to be supplied with my own bottle for a happier mood and less bloated belly during that time of the month. I am so pleased to have a company that stands behind women's health and optimizing wellness through science and education. So please support Happy Mammoth and the show. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with promo code REVOLUTION at checkout. That's Happy MAMMOTH.com and use promo code REVOLUTION for 15% off your first order.
Hello, dear friends. As an essential oil user, I know that you have probably come to not only appreciate, but to actually expect the powerful shift in emotions that you can get instantaneously when smelling your essential oils. When someone's dealing with the complex emotion of grief, life can get pretty heavy. Although emotions and essential oils can both be good allies, sometimes more is needed. I want to introduce you to a new podcast called A Place of Yes that is now available wherever you listen to podcasts. The host of the show is Heather Strother. Heather actually had a severe loss when she lost her 4-year-old son, Jack, suddenly to medical complications. 13 years later, now Heather is sharing the only way that she could move forward from the loss. This was by channeling her grief for the good and finding a place of yes. Now, her and her husband have created a nonprofit organization called Jack's Help from Heaven. Since then, they've helped hundreds of families with medically fragile children raise more than $1 million to help them to purchase with items that are not just medically necessary, but also convenient. Their goal is to improve the quality of life, and it offers you an opportunity to learn strategies to cope with grief and how to truly be there for someone that you love that is grieving. Now, sometimes the guests aren't just talking about the loss of a child, but the loss of a life they thought that they were going to live. And I know that we can all relate to that. Please listen to A Place of Yes now wherever you listen to podcasts. And also visit our sponsor at jackshelpfromheaven.org/news/podcast and learn about Heather and Brian's incredible nonprofit organization.
I'm here with Dr. John Lawrence, who has 30 years of experience in functional medicine, holistic neurology, and naturopathic medicine. He's been a guest on many top-rated podcasts on the topic of biohacking and health and wellness, such as Ben Greenfield, Luke Story, and many others. It's an honor to have him here on the show with us today. Dr. John, how are you doing?
Great, Samantha. Thanks for having me.
So Dr. John, give us a little background on your professional work. What do you do on a day-to-day basis? And then we'll dive into essential oils and how they relate to your work.
Sure. Yeah. So I'm trained as a naturopath and also a chiropractic neurologist. And I've been practicing for 30 years. And, you know, always kind of, you know, I see like the whole biohacking movement happening, and it seems like we were kind of like the original biohackers, right? And it was like back in the day, you know, it was more like tree huggers, granola people and whatnot. And it's become more sexy and attractive just because of the changing the name of it. And so, you know, I've always been very adventurous and always up to try different things and experiment with different types of modalities.
Well, I'm curious if you have any, you could call it favorite biohacking incidences. You know, is there an experience that you've had either for yourself or for a client or patient of yours that you introduced a biohacking concept and just been like blown away by the results?
Well, there's a lot. Suppositories were something that really helped me early on when I was really sick with Lyme disease. And at the time I didn't know what was wrong. And it was glutathione suppositories. And at first I was somewhat reluctant to try it just because of the delivery system. But, you know, I was desperate and I knew glutathione was helping me IV. But my veins were starting to get, sclerosed. I was losing veins because I was getting so many IVs. And so I had to turn to some other alternatives. And suppositories were so convenient as well. And then I researched glutathione and found that it was one of the sleep promoting substances. And so it really helped support sleep. So I would take it before bed and I would wake up and it was like a world of difference. And that was kind of my earlier experiences with suppositories. And from that point, I got really interested in that technology and started to market glutathione suppositories, and eventually started to work on some nasal spray deliveries using some essential oils mixed with glutathione and some different antimicrobial based type of delivery systems for, you know, infections. And that was kind of the beginning of MitoZen, you know. And just full disclosure, I have a company that manufactures a number of different products and unique delivery systems and formulations. And it really was kind of rooted on things that I needed and that helped me, you know. And then obviously when you find something that really works for you, it's that pain to purpose, right? You have something that's challenging, you figure out a solution, and then you get to like pass it on and make a contribution to your brothers and sisters.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I've personally used suppositories, especially with essential oils, just kind of making my own and adding a little coconut oil in. And it is one of the most effective modes of transporting any sort of supplement nutrient to your body. I knew the statistics at one point. I wonder if you know them, that, you know, if you take something orally and it has to get digested through your gut and everything that goes along with that, then you're getting, you know, maybe like 50% transfer, but with a suppository, it's like 90 something percent. And do you know those stats? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's much higher with, like, for instance, melatonin is 2.5% absorbed orally, and much, much higher absorption. It's in the neighborhood of in the 80 percentile. Essential oils, they have a fairly good absorption for most, you know, put it on your skin. You can inhale it. You can take it orally. And we, all of our suppositories that we manufacture, we have essential oils in them. We like to use, frankincense and copaiba is kind of like a main base with a lot of the different products that we have. And then, I'm really into terpenes, you know, and I got super into cannabis terpenes, and, So linalool, which is also like the main terpene in lavender, was one that I was really attracted to for its powerful ability to calm the nervous system. But also it has some antimicrobial, anti-cancer, and it supports breaking up biofilm. And so do a lot of essential oils. In fact, we just had a conference here in Sarasota. I have an event center attached to our clinic in Sarasota, Florida. And so we had what's called the Brain Force Summit. And I had a number of experts come in. And my presentation was really, really focused on like the core of all diseases and trying to help people understand how they can solve the problem of staying healthy, robust, and vital in this very difficult world to do so, and just making it, breaking it down and making it really simple. And essential oils was a big part of that presentation. In the main reason is just because of its ability to be antimicrobial without building resistance like antibiotics do. And also its ability to break up biofilm, or lipopolysaccharides is another name for it. And so it's the most inflammatory substance, you know, in our body. And so what I talked about was what I call the Ganesh program, right? So Ganesh is the Hindu lord of doorways, or they say the new beginnings, right? So he's the lord of doorways. So in Hindu, they believe Ganesh kind of sits at the gates of heaven, and if you can get to a state of bliss and chant to Ganesh, Ganesh would say, okay, come on in. And so you've got enough bliss, like, come on in, and then you can enjoy the divine. And so Ganesh is like this elephant looking creature, right? And so the reason that I think that's so interesting is because it's the doorways in our body that tend to allow these different toxins to enter our body. So the nasal passage, the mouth, and you know, the mouth, the mucosa in the mouth, and then also the large intestine, and all of these can become populated with different microbial overgrowth. And what happens is they build biofilms, and so they encapsulate themselves in this kind of sticky substance that protects them and gives them a home, and it gives them nutrients, you know, to thrive on, almost like a petri dish, right? Mm-hmm. And so they outgas, like their excrement, basically, when we have these microbial overgrowth, they outgas endotoxins, right? That's the word for it. And they call it endotoxemia, which is when it goes systemic, and then that activates an inflammatory response in the body. And it's literally linked to just about every disease known to man. It's really involved in a lot. And so if this is something that somebody can address successfully, it's likely you won't get sick very often. You'll be very healthy. You're not likely to be a host to a lot of different diseases, because the body is a self-healing, self-regulating device. And so it's the interference to that normal expression to health and vitality that interferes with this, you know, divine expression that we all should enjoy. And so it's those barriers that start to break down, and essential oils are just really, really amazing to help break it up. Like, especially for the mouth and for the nasal cavity, you know, we have some different combinations of essential oils. Like for the mouth, we have a essential oil we call, it's a kind of a tincture. It's called Boca Zen, kind of like Boca in Spanish is mouth. And it's got moringa oil. It's got clove. It's got a lot of oregano, so it's pretty spicy. It's got cinnamon, which makes it a bit sweet, you know, kind of sweet and spicy. And it has red thyme. And I don't know if I mentioned ginger. And I think that's it. And then it also has a little bit of like an oil-based stevia in it. So it gets just a tinge of sweetness, but it's really popular. Fennel. It also has fennel oil in it.
And this is a mouth wash or like a mouth rinse?
So the way that I have that, that I recommend this to my patients is that they take the dropper, and, you know, basically what comes out is about a half a dropper, and that's put in the mouth. And then the tongue takes the oil and rubs it all around the gums on the outside and the inside. And then what would make it enhance it a little bit is to take a toothpick and just kind of put it, you know, around the gums and push it into the teeth, and just leave it in the car and do it on your way to work. You can do it once a day, twice a day. If you're feeling like you're coming down with something, it's good to kind of drop it and get it back in the throat. And you can do it like every 20, 30 minutes if you're feeling sick or if you're traveling. A lot of these different products are fantastic for traveling, because you don't really want to get sick right when you're traveling. And as you know, these essential oils can really enhance your health and vitality when you're in a stressed situation.
Mm-hmm. And would you swallow that or swish it, spit it out? Doesn't matter.
Oh, swallow it. Yeah. No, it's good stuff. Don't waste it.
And so describe what's happening with that. Are you, you know, really targeting the biofilm specifically that's just in your mouth, or does, because of the nature of essential oils, does that sort of spread systemically and help throughout the whole body?
Well, it's the biofilm in the mouth and around the teeth are really the cause of a lot of the poor gum health, as well as cavities. And So it's very protective to the gums. That you'll find regular use. You know, I know with me personally, my gums were red for many years, and you know, I was not healthy. I'd come from being very sick with Lyme and mold, and didn't know what was wrong with me for many years. So that inflammation was really showing up in my gums. But my gums are bright pink. Even when I was a kid, you know, I had a lot of allergies. I remember my gums were always really red. So, but now they're normal. So if you don't have really bright pink, light pink gums, then this would be something that you might consider as. And originally, when we formulated this, it was really just like a very, very strong oregano oil, and I didn't really have a lot more in it. So, you know, anybody that wants to kind of play around with it, you can take oregano oil and you can like kind of like cut it down with like an MCT oil. And I like that really spicy hit, right? So the Boca Zen has a bit of a hit to it, but it's not, it doesn't crush you like a really strong oregano oil.
Yeah.
But there's something really beautiful about when that burn ends, because when the burn ends, there's like this afterglow. You feel more centered, you feel more calm. And what's happening is you're activating the trigeminal nerve through the sensory in the mouth. And that's kind of where the Zen meditation mist is kind of based on. You know, it's basically a, we have three versions of this, and it's based on something called Hape, which is a Amazonian tobacco, right? So there is nicotine in this, is like natural nicotine. And we have the essential oil of a hemp, which is basically like a CBD cannabis flower, actually CBG. So it's a full spectrum CBG. And then we have one that's called Zen EO, which stands for essential oils. And we have eucalyptol, which is the terpene from eucalyptus. We have peppermint in there. We have a little bit of alpha philandrin, which is really beautiful for like enhancing kind of like mental clarity. And then we have one that's really kind of just a raw kind of hape, you know, which is more kind of tobacco-y flavored. One of the other nasal sprays that we make that is something that is, I think, really applies to like your listeners and so forth, and this idea of taking care of the doorways, is called Glutastat. And this has a emulsified oregano, sage, clove, and bay leaf. And it has a little bit of colloidal silver. It has something called NAC, N-acetylcysteine, which is really, really supportive to the mucous membranes. It has glutathione. And it also has a tiny bit of terpene germanol. And which is from germanium. It has myrcene and linalool terpenes in that as well. So it's really a very complex product, and it burns a bit too, but not like the Zen, right? But it's spicy, and that we do have that in a child's version. That's very, very easy to tolerate, kind of a regular version, and the extra strength, which anybody, I think that's really the one to get. But it feels like you're being smacked by your mom, you know. You know it's with love, and you know it's helping you, you know, but it's like, you know, you just, there's a moment.
Sounds like something that, you know, we need if we're dealing with some, you know, like if you're dealing with something like Lyme, I can see how you would want to go through that slap process. But would you recommend these, you know, out of the products that you've mentioned, would you recommend them for, you know, everyone who's just trying to maintain that healthy lifestyle, or, you know, have a little more energy, get sick less often? Or are your products really more specifically for people dealing with these sort of chronic illnesses? But as I say that out loud, I mean, in America, especially, who isn't dealing with some sort of chronic inflammation or things like that because of our diets and our lifestyle?
Yeah, well, it's a great question. I think there's going to be more of a need for some people. I think everybody would benefit, because you talk about like oral hygiene, right? So it's like, okay, well, I'm going to brush my teeth, I'm going to floss, And then maybe I'm going to take some essential oil to kind of cut down on biofilm and have a healthy mouth as a maintenance. Well, what are we doing to maintain our nasal passages, right? So spraying the glutastat once a day, again, like with the Bocazen, you keep it in your car. You do a spray once a day and it just kind of breaks up that biofilm and it keeps the health. I was reading an article last week and they were talking about chronic rhinitis and the prevalence of Alzheimer's disease with people that basically deal with that, you know, and very few healthcare practitioners, especially in our standard allopathic, really have any recommendations at all. I mean, it's like a neti pot, maybe. If you're lucky, they might say a colloidal silver, but colloidal silver is not really addressing the biofilm very well, right? And so I just had a buddy of mine, I recently just gave him a bottle of the glutastat, and we went for a ride on the beach this morning and did some breath work together. And it'd been a couple of weeks. I gave it to him before he went on a vacation, and he's like, oh my gosh, I love this stuff. I'm done with colloidal silver. This is it. But you really feel it. Like I said, it's spicy, but at the same time, you know, like when you do wasabi, when you're out doing sushi, right? It's kind of like you get this kind of intenseness and then you feel kind of good afterwards. And that's based on the parasympathetic nervous system being activated through the trigeminal nerve, which innervates the face, nasal passage and mouth, which is hardwired to the vagus nerve, which is kind of where your parasympathetic nervous system is, which is the part of your nervous system that really regulates that relaxation, digestion, calm, centered part of your nervous system, which we all need.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Dr. John, this has been wonderful. I can't wait to check out some of these products more in depth. And before you go, we always like to ask our guests a couple closing questions. And the first is, what's one or two self-care practices you try to do every day to stay healthy? And I think you've already mentioned some, you know, the glutastat and the mouth, what was that called? The Bocazen, I think are great kind of daily practices. Are there a couple other things you want to mention?
Well, I've been really enjoying the combination of grounding, breath work, and sun gazing, especially like the morning sunrise, all at the same time. And I'm really fortunate to be living in Sarasota, and I live right down the road from Siesta Key Beach, which is just beautiful. It's literally a quartz crystal beach. It's like this bright white, amazing sand that it's like nowhere else in the world. And when you stand on it, you're just like really pulling that, you know, those electrons out of the earth, which is very balancing. We're creatures that utilize electrons through our mitochondria in our cells through what's called the electron transport chain. And so we get deficient in electrons, and most of us are disconnected from the earth. You know, we're wearing rubber shoes. And so just getting like wet grass can be a really good conduction. You could, you know, use your hose and maybe wet the grass if you're going in your backyard, or, you know, if you wet your feet and you're standing on, concrete or rock or something like that, it'll work a little bit better. But grounding, you know, 20, 30 minutes in the morning. And then, I've been using an app, through Wim Hof, and you can search that. But there's also an app called Othership that I've been really enjoying. And so those can kind of guide you through these really beautiful breathwork sessions. And then at the same time, if you do it at the right time, you can kind of watch the sun come up. And it's fairly easy, even for newbies, to stare straight at the sun as it just starts to kind of pop up. But as your eyes become more adapted, you can start looking more at the sun. And the danger that is a bit of a misconception would really be more somebody that's not conditioned, that's looking, you know, up at a sun that's like from 11, you know, till maybe like 3. But there's a lot of great data that suggests that this really activates our circadian rhythm, helps us sleep a lot deeper that night. You're going to feel more awake and alert. And just overall, there's just some beautiful synergy that happens when we look at the sun, especially in the morning for sunrise and even sunset. And so you can get all of those things done at the same time, which is really, really beautiful. And so I've been enjoying that.
Awesome. Well, I like your slip of the tongue. I think we should make that a new word, a lake, alert and awake at the same time. Well, finally, Dr. John, what's one thing we should all ditch completely and replace with something healthier today?
Vegetable oil. Hard to get away from, you know, and there's they're just, it's cheap. It's everywhere. It's hard to go out and eat without eating vegetable oil, but it's so toxic. It stays in your cell membranes and your body for 2 years. It's extremely inflammatory. It causes a lot of problems with the neurology and the brain. Substitute that with something like coconut oil. So it's the seed oils that are really going to get you in trouble. So that would be my biggest one.
How do you feel about like avocado oil, peanut oil? I mean, do you have different
preferences? You know, olive oil can be good. I prefer MCT oil. So I buy it in bulk, like by the gallon, and then I put it in like a squeeze bottle. And so it's really easy to kind of put on your food. The other thing I really like is toasted sesame oil. And sesame oil, although it's a seed, is actually a more stable oil and can be fairly healthy. And the toasted sesame is just really tasty.
Yeah, great. Well, this has been fabulous. Dr. John, can anyone reach out and work with you, or are you based solely in Florida? And what is the best way for people to be a part of your world?
Yeah, well, there's a couple options. So I do distance coaching with, you know, certain clients, you know, so anyone listening to this could reach out and see if that would be a fit. We have a lot of our patients actually fly in to Sarasota. It seems like half the people that I see are not local. And so we have quite a lot that we do with orthopedics, with like stem cell therapy. We see a lot of patients for different IVs and different chronic infections, chronic diseases, a lot of neurological care, you know, seeing the specialty with chiropractic neurology. I do something called endonasal cranial adjusting, which tends to really support oxygenating the brain. I wrote a book called It's All in Your Head, which is on Amazon. Also, I wrote a book on melatonin. We were intending on diving a little bit into melatonin. We didn't get a chance to do that, but those folks can go onto Amazon and check out that book. Our clinic is called Advanced Rejuvenation, and you can find it at advancedrejuvenation.us. And the supplement company is mitozen.club, and it's a members-based club. So it's a $10 lifetime membership fee, just because we are teaching people a little bit more, and because it's a member to member, it allows us to do things that may not be able to be offered in the public. And also some of the delivery methods are more medical in a sense. So it allows us to kind of behind that curtain, have more flexibility. And then Instagram, Dr. John Lawrence at Instagram, I'm on there quite a bit.
Great. We'll put all that in the show notes, make it easy for people to find you. Thank you so much for spending your time with us here today. I'm sorry we had to cut things a little short today, but perhaps we'll have you back on down the road and we'll dive more into some of those other topics. Thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate you.
Sounds good, Samantha. Thanks for having me.
The Essential Oil Revolution is created by me, Samantha Lee Wright. Thank you so much for tuning in. You know, and I know I say that every week, thank you for listening, but really and truly, I'm so honored to get to speak to you week after week. I appreciate you. You've been the best audience for these past 8 years, and it just makes me happy to get to be here. Thank you, and we'll see you again next week. In the meantime, keep on learning. Keep on discovering, and most importantly, keep on treating yourself well. You are worth it.